You guys, it looks like Brianna and Kale are never going to be able to play nice. We get some explanations of the fight, and we get our girl Barbara giving us all the tea on her daughter. It's the Teen Mom Reunion Part 1. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
No, you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. Level up, level up.
Doesn't this make you want to work out? Just like punch stuff?
I think punching, yeah.
Makes you want to punch things. They were punching each other. It all comes together. What's up, guys? We are back for the Teen Mom Reunion Part 1, because for some reason they felt like we needed to split this up into two. I am your host, Drew Jones, and next to me I have my lovely ladies.
Hey guys, Brianna Phipps here.
Hi everyone, I'm Heather Geisler.
That's my reaction to
That's
tonight.
That's your overall thought.
That's my overall thought. What was your all's overall thought of tonight?
I mean, there was some good tidbits that we got tonight during the Dr. Drew interview, because I do love when Dr. Drew gets there, because he's not going to play around with you. But I don't understand why we had to talk about the fights again, because that was all of what last week was. So I don't really get that.
Yeah, and they showed a lot of like recapping of that fight from just different angles. So I thought we were
done. Oh yeah, remember when we saw her fall this way from this angle? Well, now you can see it from this angle.
Right.
Let's watch it in slow-mo. Speed it up, slow it down. So basically we find out, or not find out, because I feel like we already knew this, but they bring out Brianna and Brittany first, and Brianna says that Kale brought her into a room with no cameras and said that she wanted to punch her in the face, and that her hair was braided, and she was wearing sneakers, which in my mind, I'm like, that's Kaylin all the time, yeah. So I don't really know if that's like a fighting mode, but that she was like really chill about it. And she didn't fight her. And I'm just like, this reunion was so dull to me, because I feel like it was just really repeating everything that.
And that's what I'm saying. That I agree, because there was. That's what I'm saying. Like when we had Dr. Drew talk about just certain things, it was interesting because we got to hear the perspective. But I didn't need to hear Kaylin and Brianna's perspective on the fight. I know what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted more, like, analysis from Dr. Drew, or, like, to really delve deeper into everything. But I felt like Brianna wasn't giving him anything to work with.
Even Dr. Drew looked like he was kind of over
know.
It.
Yeah, he was definitely laid back. Just
we were talking about why did they need two hosts. They had Nessa and they had Dr. Drew. Mm-hmm. And I think that Dr. Drew is probably going to be done pretty soon. I think he's over this. I feel like maybe Nessa is coming to, like, take over. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But he just doesn't. I mean, I think he's done with these girls.
It's crazy because he's been doing it since the beginning. So it's hard to imagine, like, just having Nessa. Because what kind of, I mean, doctor perspective can.
And that was my issue with her with Teen Mom Young and Pregnant was we didn't get that deep dive from her because that's not who she is. That's not what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
she's not qualified.
But I do get Dr. Drew too, because more and more he has been doing this since the beginning and he's
outgrown it.
Yeah. And now he's even in Teen Mom OG and now with Teen Mom 2, he's had to make flights. He's had to go places to talk to them because they won't come there. I think he's kind of over the diva-ness of the show. He's like, I'm a licensed therapist. Like,
yeah. A very, like, a world renowned, like, won a lot of awards. And I'm sitting here dealing with this. I get it. I just think, like, if he does leave, Nessa's great and she's an amazing host, but I do think that they need to bring someone on who, you know, can kind of take it from a psychological point of view and be able to break it down from that. Let's talk about basically the new things we found out about Brianna. So since then, Devon is not living at the house anymore. He wasn't being, like, basically everything he did was kind of just for the cameras because he's not being a good dad anymore, but he does have a job. How do we feel about that whole situation?
I mean, to be a good dad, he has to get a job.
Do you feel like he's a good dad still? He's just not doing it in the way that she likes, or?
It's hard because we're only hearing her. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really defend himself anymore. I think he's kind of done. Mm-hmm. From what we saw in the past couple of episodes, it did seem like he was stepping up. And I do think that he was, if you don't have a job, obviously you're going to be around more.
Yeah.
Than if you do have a job, but you can't.
Yeah, I was confused when Brianna was saying that he's just like sleeping and playing video games. Did she mean before he had a job? Because if he has a job, then he should be working. So.
Yeah, I think what she was saying is when he was like after the cameras went away, when mm-hmm. he still didn't have a job, he was just sleeping. Saying. And mm-hmm. but
and my, if that's the case, then I could see her being annoyed.
But yeah. Then I was thinking about it: is that happening while she's like at school? Because if he's sleeping in and or if he's sleeping and playing video games, more than likely she's at school during that time. And I'm not mm-hmm. defending him because he sucked. Yeah. Like he's not. I mean, he's not my cup of tea, but. We've seen Brianna get really irrational with her expectations of what people should and shouldn't do. Yeah. So it's just like, it's one of those.
That's why it's hard to like yeah. tell because it's like mm-hmm. a he said, she said, and we haven't physically seen it. So if he is just spending all of his extra time right now playing video games and sleeping, then I could see her being annoyed because when you're a parent, it doesn't matter mm-hmm. if you're tired or if you don't want to take care of the kid. When they're home, you got to.
And Dr. Drew, I mean, he kind of touched on it. He brought it up, like said, like, well, you know what Brianna's been saying. But he didn't have anything to say for it. It's just kind of like, yeah, I know what she's saying. But yeah, he's not defending himself or anything.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that Dr. Drew said that, like, he felt Brianna's pain. Like, he when she was kind of, like, breaking
when she was talking about all the boys in her life.
Yeah.
Well, I think that she's just been very guarded. She doesn't really, even on past reunions, we've seen her talk about a lot of anger and stuff. But I think because she broke down, mm-hmm. that's a new thing for him to kind of deal with her.
Yeah, it was like kind of I don't want to say it was a big deal, but it was a kind of a breakthrough for her because she normally is. So I don't care, whatever. She's quick to write people off. I really liked I hate that Brittany's the most rational person on stage because I just feel like that says a lot. But Brittany had some really good points for Brianna. She was just saying, like, you don't care about these guys and you let all of this negative stuff come into your life just because you're, like, bored. And then I have to fight because you're my sister, mm-hmm. which I get. I mean,
yeah. I like that she said that she was like, I'm going to fight and defend you whether you're right or wrong. Because it was like,
yeah,
okay, we get that. At least she knows that mm-hmm. Brianna's not always right. But your family.
Yeah.
So she did end up saying that she felt bad for what happened on stage and that she was sorry. But
it was interesting. That was the one interesting different angle that we got to see because they had it from the front view. And I saw Brittany jump, which I didn't see before uh-huh. because we were on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So watching her jump, I was like, whoa.
Parkour skills.
She was not. Listen, in that fight, though, real quick. If you had to fight one person in that group, who's the person you least want to fight in that group? Out of Brittany, Kaylin, and Brianna. Because Kaylin's who I don't want to fight.
She's too confident.
She's kind of in between Kaylin and Brittany.
I think I could take Brittany. I don't want to fight you, Brittany. I'm just saying I think I could
take
you.
I've never been in a fight in my life, so I don't know if I could take anybody, honestly. This is what I would just need other friends to back me. I need my sister.
I'd break a nail and be down for the count. I'd be like, no, I just got these done.
I would like try to reason with them intellectually and it wouldn't work.
That wouldn't work.
And then I would just cry.
But yeah, no, Kale, I don't want no smoke from Kale. I'm good on all of that. Speaking of Kale, let's get into Kale and her storyline mm-hmm. because we did get some tidbits of things that I don't think we saw on the season.
The one thing that I do like about Kale, even though I don't find her right in any respect for those feelings that she has, is that she's not going to try to pretend that she's not this person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one credit I'll give her. She's not, well, this is why this is da da da. She's like, he's like, so you brought this to a fine place? Yep.
And she said that she fought or she wanted to fight her because Brianna couldn't give her an explanation for the tweet. I'm like, that's not a good excuse.
Don't agree
either.
With the girl as to why she wants to fight, as to being that kind of person, but at least she's just honest about it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fighter. I don't fight whenever I've had situations. My sister is a Brittany hardcore. I never have to get my hands dirty.
She'll jump off the bridge with you.
My sister will go off. So I don't have to fight. But I will say, from someone who, you know, could sometimes have a temper back in the day, I could understand Kaylin being like, okay, but now you're bringing my kids into it, so what's up?
It's like the mama bear.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like
protecting her cubs.
I don't have kids, but I have younger siblings, and you can say whatever about me, but when you bring up them, I'm like, okay, what's up?
Is it bad that the entire time that she's talking this way and that way about it, all I'm thinking is when her kids are older and if they start dating, how she's going to be with their significant
others.
Oh,
she's
going
to be a nightmare.
I would not want to be, you know, whether it's a girl or a boy, whoever they're interested in when they're older. I do not want to be that person having to come to the house and deal with her.
No.
Because I feel like she's going to turn into that mom where no one's good enough for her kids.
Oh, for sure. Well, their own fathers aren't good enough for them yet. Even Joe, who's like a great dad, like she still has reservations. So
like that's all I kept thinking. I was like, this is what it's going to be like. Brianna's going to be the significant others with her for her kids when they're older. Like this is how this is going to pan out.
Yeah. So we find out that one of the big and this is what's so interesting about reality TV is there's so many things, they're so good at making things look a certain way when they're not really like that. We find out that originally the Florida trip, Javi had another girl coming on the trip.
He has so many. That's crazy. Girls.
Women of America, I just want to know. I just want to know. What do you see in Javi?
Maybe he's just doing a bunch of online dating.
Well,
just like,
to be fair, Kaylin did say when you're with Javi, you forget why you hate him. Like he's very good at being in a situation with you and making you really like him and be on his side.
Like charming, manipulating the situation.
I just don't feel like that's real. I don't feel like that's true. I feel like my feelings would still very much be the same as they are now.
Can we get Javi on for the reunion
part
two?
He reminds me of Rufus from Kim Possible.
The naked mole rat?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, wait, was that...
Yes. But so Javi had another girl coming and Kaylin was like, no, you're not going to send a girl on the trip with my sons. That's fair. And so then he instantly flips over and brings invites Brianna. I feel like her anger that we saw on TV is a little bit more, not that she handled things correctly, but I kind of get it a lot more now.
I want to know how Brianna would have felt of hearing that he was going to take another girl. Or did she know?
She probably didn't.
Yeah, I don't think she would have known. Maybe, well, no, I was going to say that maybe that's why she decided to invite her ex-boyfriend during the surgeries. Because she was, like, trying to get back at Javi for that little mishap. But
Javi does
if she didn't know.
I mean, they talked about it a little bit with Dr. Drew about the sex and the love addiction. But, yeah, he definitely seems like that guy that's never going to be alone because he can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would be really interested to know, like, Javi's, like, childhood and, like, backstory and everything, because I'm sure we could figure out really quick why he has such this need to, like, be with people all the time. Like, he can't... I mean, he has a new girl pregnant right now.
Yes.
Well, that was his ex.
Yeah.
That was in between Kaylin and Brianna.
Yeah.
He dated her. They broke up. Dated Brianna. Broke up with Brianna, went back with her, and now she's pregnant.
Yeah. So... I don't know. I just feel like what's annoying about all of this is, like, Javi really is the main problem here because they wouldn't have had anything to fight about.
And that's what Brittany said. She said all of this is about a guy. And Brianna was like, no, it's not. She goes, but it started there.
Yeah. It started because of a guy and it escalated because you both allowed. Because, like, there are situations where I could have seen things chilling out and he made them worse. Like, he did little things to piss off the other. Like,
and he kept backtracking. Like, he'd be with Kim and be like, you were right about her, and then he'd be with Brianna and be trying to get back with her. It was...
When you're getting in a fight with your girlfriend, don't go to your baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, that... Because that would piss me off. Like, if I'm dating someone and we get in a fight that's not that big of a deal in my eyes, but you instantly go to someone that you were with before who the fight's about...
It's like the podcast situation, and that's why Kale is saying that they're just fake. And Kale, I totally agree with Kale when she said, if they would have just come and asked me or said that they were interested in dating each other, it would have been better than just doing it.
Because it's not like she's going to be 100% okay with it, but you're just popping up at Disney with my kids and, like, introducing... That's the thing I've had a problem with this entire season was... Javi, Lincoln's your kid, but Isaac isn't. And also,
you're getting a privilege for being able to take him places and still be in his life.
You're introducing like these kids to Brianna's kids, and they're getting attachments to each other, and you, like, you don't even know what this is, and that's not fair to these kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does anyone in our chat have anything to say about this whole thing?
So, well, Kimberly Mayfield had said earlier, honestly, Brianna needs some therapy, not just one session with Dr. Drew, which we totally agree with. And also said Devon is the worst of the baby daddies on the show. And speaking of Javi, Stacey 27 says, I loved the way Brittany said Javi. Javi, right? Javi. Did she say Javi?
Yeah, she's over him.
Yeah.
I don't know quite know about that comment about he's the worst dad on the show.
Oh, not the worst.
I'm going to give that to Adam.
Mm.
Yeah, no, she, Kimberly said, not the worst.
Oh, gotcha.
Dad.
Oh. Oops.
Okay.
Sorry, that makes much more sense. I misread that. It's sorry, all good. Kimberly. Thanks to all our live chatters out there. We're looking at your comments.
So
then we just have Barb, really.
Yeah.
That was pretty much the whole
thing. I know. I'm like, dang, what else are we missing? But yeah, so let's get into, well, before we get into Babs, we love talking to AfterBuzzers, and we love when you guys get to view our shows. So Heather, let them know.
Yes, you guys, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. Dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, there's so many more, and there's no other network that is working harder to serve television fans. But we really need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to the channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, you don't have to be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you guys for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, you guys are the bomb, or whatever. So let's just get into
hi.
You and Kifa, hi. I feel like my impersonation of her gets better by the episode.
I think we've done an impersonation of her almost every episode
because that's the single greatest moment of Teen Mom history was hi. You and Kifa, hi. It's so funny. I'm gonna like go. I was watching a compilation really quick of like Teen Mom messy moments. It just popped up on my feed because I subscribed to AfterBuzz and they give me other videos of things I'm interested in, like this Teen Mom compilation. Like this Teen Mom compilation video that was hilarious, and it was in it, and I had to replay it like 8 times.
I want to watch that.
So I will give it to you because it was great. So. Janelle is not there. She is home.
Because David can't come.
Because David has her locked in a cellar.
It's not funny.
An emotional cellar. Or a physical.
Or a physical. We don't know.
We don't really know. What bothered me, there's so many things that she said in her conversation with him that bothered me so much. For instance, well, we don't know. We found out why Jace was taking medication because, remember, a couple episodes we found out Janelle was giving it to him, and we were trying to figure out maybe what that was. And it was behavioral medication because he's had these insane anger issues.
Which just makes me bring back to her saying, well, he was fine because of the medication.
Yeah. If you know anyone who's had some type of behavioral issue, like, and you don't give them their medication, it is a nightmare. Like, because it's like weaning someone off of drugs. And it's like, it's even worse than the situation was before they were on medication because now they're going through withdrawal.
And it's sad that he's a child. He has no say in this. Like, he doesn't know that he needs to take this medication. And Barbara can't just give him medication. Like, hey, take this secretly.
On your own.
Yeah. What's crazy about this is watching Dr. Drew's face, because, I mean, this entire episode, we kind of saw Dr. Drew really out of it. I think this particular interview was really hard for him to do because it's one of those things where we all know that there's legitimately abuse going on there and nothing's being done about it. And it's kind of just like, well, I mean, things are being done about it, but no one's taking it seriously. CPS has been called. The sheriff's been called. All of these things have been done, and these kids are still with them.
All those stories that you hear on the news, you find out that the cops had been called so many times, or CPS had been called so many times, and then, like, something really unfortunate happens. Just like Barbara said, she's afraid that...
I mean, there's so many little loopholes as to what constitutes them having to be able to take the kids away. And then you see good parents with their kids being taken away and not being able to get them back. So it's just, it's frustrating.
It's extremely messed up. We saw it on the episode, but Janelle told, when Jace told Barb about the gun, Janelle turned around and was like, no, you're lying. And that's so messed up to like alter some a child's reality, like something they very clearly saw, and then you just are like, no, you're lying, you made that up. Because then it's like, when they already have all these behavioral issues, now you're making them question what they know is truth.
Well, it's like now you're kind of seeing why he may have these behavioral issues. It's because he's doesn't even know. He's questioning himself all the time now, too.
Like needing to lie for his mother, which I'm sure he doesn't even understand what that means.
Exactly. And I think what bothered me, one of the things that bothered me more than anything about this interview, because this entire interview, it was like there's a couple times Barb was laughing and I was like, I know she's laughing out of discomfort and not because this is genuinely funny. And that just made it more uncomfortable. Like when she was
talking about Dave, who would get killed first, her or Nathan's mom. That's
Denise H in the live chat, she said it was so sad when Barb said that she and Nathan's mom talk about who will be shot first.
Because it's not far-fetched. Yeah. Like, if we're being honest, if we woke up tomorrow and saw a headline, it would not surprise me at
all. Like, I think in our daily lives, people make jokes like that and everyone laughs it off because it's genuinely a joke. And that was a time where someone said something that was a joke in that sense. And nobody's laughing because everyone's kind of worried that it could actually happen.
Yeah. It's just, it's absolutely insane. And I could definitely tell Dr. Drew was just like, I don't think Dr. Drew knows what to do anymore. Because, like, he's had Janelle for so many seasons and they've had so many head-to-heads.
Well, it must be so frustrating as a therapist coming in doing this, like, twice a year. Mm-hmm. And then not being able to do the follow-ups because you want to see progress. You want to continue working with them. And he can't. And someone like Janelle just won't.
Yeah. Especially when you have, like, you've seen growth from all the other moms. Like, Chelsea, insane growth. Leah, insane growth. Even Kaylin's grown a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And then you have... And then, like, you see Brianna, like, slowly growing because she's, like, a little bit later to the group. And then...
She's younger than them, right?
Yeah. And then you have Janelle, and it's, like, if anything, she's gotten worse. And it's, like, that's... I imagine that being so discouraging.
And it's sad to me because when you see that pattern of Janelle with her boyfriends and how she kind of lets them dictate everything in her life, it just makes me sad for her in a way, even though I think she is, you know, complete, like... I don't want to say complete trash, but...
She sucks.
She's not a great person. But then I'm like, how sad is it that she has to take on those roles because she's afraid of being alone or something? She can't stand by herself.
It's just a never-ending cycle. And you shouldn't have children if you are not... Children are not there to complete you. You need to figure your stuff out before you have kids.
And a man's not there to complete you.
And a man's not there to complete you. Exactly. These are not accessory. Like,
this is someone who never worked enough on herself and just ran to the nearest things to find comfort. And it's never worked out for her. And she keeps hoping that it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She hasn't learned her lesson from anybody she's dated.
She just blames everything. She's just the victim always.
And I don't think it's too late for, like, I genuinely think if you were to get away from David, find help, like, reunite with your mom and, like, work on yourself. I think you would have
seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen whenever she's in between boyfriends, her and her mom's relationship is amazing. And then the minute a guy shows up, all the work is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a sad situation and it gets really like.
And now that there's kids involved, it's like quadruple the sadness.
It's just insane. So that was basically the only interviews we got for this. Next week, we're going to have...
More Kaylin.
Janelle.
Chelsea. I think Chelsea... I'll get to wait for predictions. Sorry.
Yeah. So we're going to get... And Leah. We're going to get everybody else. But before we get into that, did we want to do our gold star moment? Do we?
Yeah, we can pull one off.
All right. Let's have a gold star moment of the week. Nope. Okay. We'll do it without the sound effect. It's fine. Cool. Who wants to go first for gold star moment?
Oh, gosh.
I'll go first.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and give it to Brittany for her trying to show Brianna how juvenile it was for what she did when she said, what if she jumped off a bridge, would you?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have to jump off the bridge, too.
That was really funny, actually.
So, like, it was funny, but it was also true. She was basically saying, you don't have to stoop to levels just because other people do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. Like, you know, for our, everything Britney does, like, I was like, that's actually a very wise statement. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she'll get my gold star.
I definitely agree with that. I mentioned earlier that I guess I would give my gold star to Nessa. She was half of the time there, half the time taking a break because she was probably tired of all the drama and stress as well. So she's freshening up.
My gold star is going to go, this isn't because he did something grand. It's because it was one of the most amusing parts of the show for me. To Devin or Devon, because when he was talking about the Thanksgiving thing, and he's like, I'm like,
I knew this is where you're going.
He's like, I'm not going to be one of your hosts. Like, here's a turkey. Exactly. It was hilarious. That was really funny. Because I was like, yeah. I mean, like, it was a weird situation. Like, I mean, I get it. It's a family thing. But I also, Javi and then her other ex and then him, like, I get that that's uncomfortable. So that's the only time you're ever going to get one of my gold stars, Devon. Except I think you got it a couple weeks ago from me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this is the last time. Unless you improve. But you guys let us know what your all's gold star moments of the week. Do we have a few?
Yeah, we actually have some gold star moments. Everyone is pretty much agreeing that Dr. Drew gets it. Kimberly Mayfield, Stacey 27, Denise H., yep, they all agree Dr. Drew gets it for putting up with everybody.
You definitely do. And you have a great name, Dr. Drew. You have a lot of news and gossip.
Yeah,
this
we have
week.
Quite right. A bit.
So let's hop on into it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Alright, so first up, it had been previously known, but Kaylin had fired her producer, JC. I think he may have been fired from the entire show, is what I gather, but she tweeted after last week's episode saying basically that this past episode was a main reason as to why he got fired. She tweeted, if y'all really want to know, this episode is a huge reason I fired JC. What they didn't show. #TeamMom2. And then she tweeted, but did y'all peep the security holding Bone back? JC made that happen. #TeamMom2. Bone is Kaylin's friend, the redhead.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also tweeted, I also texted 3 producers on set and said, don't put them behind me on the couch. #TeamMom2.
Mm.
So apparently there was this whole thing where, and Bone tweeted a bunch of stuff as well, but she was being held back by a bunch of security backstage. But Britney
so
got
that,
to
so
Kaylin.
So that she could get double teamed, hypothetically.
Hypothetically, yeah. This is what they are saying. So that Britney could get to Kaylin on stage. And that there wasn't as much security on stage for all 3 of them as there was backstage for the one person.
Mm.
So
interesting.
So that's what they are claiming, and JC was fired. So
ruh-roh.
I also didn't know the girls could just like fire like people.
They
I
can
knew
fire
they
their
had...
producer.
Oh, okay.
They don't if they don't like a producer, they can get rid of. That was one of the big issues with Farrah.
I remember that.
For her, like, it was either she fired them or they wanted to not be with her.
Right. Okay.
Next, we have whole Nathan Janelle debacle again.
Oh, God.
So Janelle tweeted after it came out that Nathan is trying to get custody of Kaiser. She said, if you're so concerned about your son, why haven't you called him to see how he's been lately? Oh, yeah, you don't care. Silly me, I forgot. And she's also apparently filing a restraining order because a fan tweeted at her saying, I thought you had a restraining order on Nathan, and she replied, I'm about to. But some fans, and when I say some, I mean most, are on Nathan's side on this one, and they're pointing out that if they were Nathan, they also would be afraid to try to contact Kaiser because of David. One said, can he, though? Can he really just call and not have to deal with David picking up the phone and ready for a fight? Because Lord knows you're not allowed to answer. And then another said, David is so insanely jealous of Nathan. You know he makes sure every phone call is filtered through him first and put on speakerphone. That's if Janelle's even allowed to talk to him.
Yeah, I'm sure that Nathan's tried to reach out, but he can't get through. I'm sure they won't let him.
I will say, like, Nathan himself as, like, a, you know, in a relationship, like, never in life would I ever. But, like, I do think he's a good dad to Kaiser. Like, I do think he legitimately
cares about him
and wants what's best for him.
So they're trying to make this, maybe it's because they know that that he's starting to build a really good case against them, that they're trying to take this, because the same thing in that live video when they got Kaiser and David kept trying to be like, well, where's Nathan? He's not here. And we're supposed to just take him as word that Nathan's not there as well. Like, Nathan could have been in the house and just not being coming out. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
I think Nathan knows not to escalate the situation because I think everyone's very aware of how dangerous David really is.
Yeah, so we'll see. It sounds to me kind of like they're trying to build this front that he doesn't care, maybe because they know this will go to court.
Yeah.
That's my thought on it. And then next, Ryan has now made a response to the whole getting arrested thing. He said, I didn't do all of it. I went to jail for not doing all of my community service. It's not that I wasn't taking community service seriously. It's just that we have so much going on, I didn't realize the deadline had passed. It was just a misunderstanding. I thought I had more time. The only drug-related charge was the original one from 2 years ago from before I went to rehab. There is nothing new that is drug-related. Jail was slow. The days were long. It was really hard to be away from my family. Without a doubt, it was a learning experience. And then his wife, Mackenzie, said, yes, he's made some mistakes, but we are moving past them. He has my full support. So they are still together, even though through all the cheating, the Tindering, the drugs, she's sticking by him. Macy then was on Coffee Convos, and she said, I'll be honest, I have no idea what state he's in because he's not allowed to be around any of us. He just can't be in the same location as me and the family, so I have no idea. He's not allowed to contact us or anything like that. But, I mean, he did get arrested. I don't know. I mean, I do know why, but I don't want to say. I feel better that he is in jail because I know he's safe there, if that makes sense. I know he's not driving around. He's not doing something that could potentially hurt him or an innocent person. So it sucks. Crappy situation for everyone. It's Bentley's dad. Although Bentley's about to be 10, I'm not sure how much time Ryan can make up for now, but still... I mean, no one ever wants to tell their child that something terrible has happened to their parent. He understands. He doesn't ever ask questions. We fill him in on what's going on, and it's sad as it is, the reason he doesn't ask questions is because it's kind of just always how it's been. Mm-hmm. Anytime anything has ever gone on that's really bad, his main concern is being able to spend time with Mimi and Papa, so Taylor and I and Jen and Larry always make sure to... always just make sure to for us to always be, I mean, we're not always going to get along or agree with each other, but the four of us do a really good job of making sure that everything is good, of making sure that everything is good for Bentley and that Bentley still gets to spend time with them and that aspect, everything is normal for Bentley because, again, that is normal for Bentley because, again, that is what he's used to, is being able to see Jen and Larry. So it seems like there's still not a lot to work out between them two. I know that she had filed a restraining order because he'd threatened to potentially kill her and Taylor, I think.
Oh, God.
So, but it's good that there's... I'm glad that they're still trying to make a relationship with at least Ryan's parents.
Yeah.
So that's good. And then they asked, you know, if she wanted a relationship with Mackenzie at all, and she didn't really seem that interested into it, but she said, I mean, maybe when the baby comes, me and Taylor have talked about... this, it's going to be tough when the baby is born, but it's just like Jade and Maverick, Hudson and his stepbrother. This baby is going to be his half-brother, and we don't like to say step or half. It's brother-sister, brother-sister. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It will be, I think, a struggle to try to find a way to make sure that no matter what's going on with Ryan, that Bentley has a relationship with his brother, both brothers, Hudson and the new baby.
That's what I love about Macy. Macy is such a great example of, like, putting your kid's best interest first, despite how you feel. And, like, I think it's dope. As someone who does have half-siblings and stuff that I didn't grow up with, I think it's... I wish that my parents would have done that. And so I think it's dope that she's trying to at least make that a thing.
Yeah. And the only time to... From what I've seen, and I've watched the show since the beginning, that she's kept Bentley away from Ryan is because of Bentley's care.
Yeah.
His safety.
Well, mm-hmm. Not just even safety, even sometimes mental health. Because when Ryan was, like, here and there, she's like, I don't want you just being in his life here and then be gone 5 months and then back again.
Yeah.
So if she was being a little more stringent about, like, you can only see him with Jen and Larry, it's because that's also really hurtful to a kid to, like, have this parent bopping in and out of their life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see what happens of that. I mean, we know that Ryan and Mackenzie aren't on the new season, but I don't know if that means that when the baby comes, they will or won't be. Mm-hmm. And last bit of news, this is some good news. I wanted to end on a good note.
Yay.
Stella, Brianna's baby Stella, no longer has heart murmurs and all of her holes are closed.
Yay. Oh, that's good. So good. Oh my God, she's so cute.
Yeah, I think this was a little bit of an older photo from Easter, but.
But still, look at that face. That's so cute.
She even has a little bunny tail.
That's really, that must be so relieving to find out.
Yeah, that's so scary.
And I think it's more common than we think with with babies, like that they sometimes will have these little holes in their hearts. Because my cousin, I think her son did as well.
Yeah, the craziest things like are so common for babies, like, and it's it just freaks. I can't. I don't know how. If you have a baby, you are a superhero in my mind because I get stressed out when my cat sleeps for too long. So, like, I don't know how you deal with actual human beings.
But, yeah, so I wanted to end on a good note. Mm-hmm. So, Stella is doing much better. Good. And all seems good with her.
Well, thanks for that, girl. Last but not least, let's just hop into predictions for part two.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, Heather, what's your...
Well, we obviously know that Dr. Drew is going to sit down with Janelle. I don't think we're really going to get anything good from her. I don't really feel like these interviews have been, like, juicy, I guess you want to say. Mm-hmm. I think she's just going to just maybe negate everything or just make excuses for David. And then one other person, like, we'll see Chelsea, obviously, and I think she's just going to say, like, everything's great, and I just didn't want to be in the drama. So, yeah.
With Janelle, I'm just interested to see her answers because I'm wondering, I'm just kind of like, are they going to be, like, scripted
things? Rehearsed, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's, like, my one thought of her interview and how it will go. Chelsea, I think we're going to get from the little preview song, from what we know about what she said, she's going to actually go off about how they don't care about her because her storyline isn't as juicy, and how they give in to Janelle and all the drama and they don't care about the rest of them. I think that's what we're going to get with Chelsea.
Hmm. Well, good. I do want to see her pop off because I understand for rating purposes they do need drama, but I think Teen Mom, from what MTV painted to us forever ago, was to show the hardships and accomplishments of these young teen mothers. And it was supposed to be like MTV, like when they were getting all the backlash originally when the show came out, they were saying, we want to be able to showcase like these strong young women and blah, blah, blah. And it's just been a drama fest. And Chelsea really did take a situation and make it really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's true. The drama originally was the difficulties of being a teen mom, how hard it is to raise a kid when you're that young, and how often, unfortunately, the fathers don't stick around.
Yeah.
And that was the drama. The drama was the day-to-day life, not this, like, scary drama that we have going on with Janelle. So,
yeah.
I agree that we shouldn't give in to Janelle's demands, and I'm glad that they're finally kind of, it looks like, not.
Yeah.
Because that's not that's not normal for most of teen moms.
It's not, and it's troublesome that they aren't, I don't want to say they're encouraging it, but it's troublesome that they have no problem airing this and, like, feeding into it, because, like, you're part of the problem. Like, MTV's part of the problem. You're giving them this platform to do all this stuff. They're making money off of this stuff, so.
And even with Ryan, and even with, Caitlin, like, with Caitlin, it's a little bit more because it's postpartum depression and stuff that when people go through. And so hers is, I don't mind them showcasing that a little bit more. Yeah. But with Ryan being on heroin, like, we don't need to see that.
Yeah, because it's not.
We don't need to, in any sort of way, glorify. I don't know. That's not really glorifying it, but.
But it's like, I don't like it because at the end of the day, there's still kids involved. And I don't think it's fair that these kids are one day going to have to be able to watch this and see what hot messes some of their parents are. And I think with a story like Chelsea, has there been a lot of drama? Yeah. But have you been able to see her overcome it and constantly grow? Yeah. And I think that's what the show was supposed to be about.
And Macy too.
And Macy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, and Caitlin and Tyler. And like, you know, there's these great stories where people have overcome stuff and it's been dope and it's been entertaining to watch. Like, we like seeing people succeed. It doesn't have to constantly be this like.
And even in success, there's drama.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So please stop putting Janelle on my TV because I'm tired of seeing her practically abuse her kids and no one do anything about it.
Yeah, we finally got rid of Farrah Abraham. Now we only have to watch her abuse her kid on social media, but...
Ugh. But my prediction is that we're going to have already known. Like, we already know everything that they're going to say. So my prediction is there's not going to be anything shocking for us unless Chelsea pops off, which I think she should. But you guys in the chat and in the comments, whether you're on iTunes or you're on YouTube, let us know what you guys think. Until next week when we have our official season finale, where can they find you all?
You guys can find me at Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on both Twitter and Instagram. And if indeed next week is the finale, I would be surprised if they were like, wait, one more.
One more.
And I'm Heather Guy, so you can find me at 500 Days of Heather.
It's my favorite social media name. And I'm Dr. Drew Jones. I'm not a doctor, but you know. You can find me on all of the things at OK Drew J. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.